howdy, friends and neighbors. We are so happy to be here at this wonderful spot where so much important history went down in the country music area. They say this is the birthplace of country music. Well, it for sure is where country music first was recorded. And actually, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of traditional material that we have recorded in an album called Muddy Roads. It's the music of Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson that was recorded in Shones, Tennessee, about 60 years ago. Made a big impression on me, or 50 years ago, something like that. And I'd like to introduce the members of this wonderful band. We've been together about 10 years now. And our guitar player, tenor and lead singer, he comes from Crockett, California. Please welcome Mr. Jim Nunnally. Jim's got a number picked out that we have recorded in this Muddy Roads project. It's called The Roving Gambler.
Cars, I lay my money down. Lay my money down, lay my money down. I had not been in London many more weeks than three. I met up with a pretty little girl and she fell in love with me. Fell in love with me, fell in love with me. I love this gambling man.
Love this gambling man. Love this gambling man.
Daughter, oh dear daughter, how can he treat me so? Leave your dear old mama and with a gambler go.
With the gambler go. With the gambler go.
Understand, if you ever see me coming back, I'll be with the gambling man.
With the gambling man, with the gambling man.
I left her in London, I wound up in Bristol. I met up with the gambling man and we got into poker game.
Got into poker game, got into poker game.
Down. Well, I'm down here in prison. I got a number for my name. The warden says that he slammed the door. You gambled your last game.
Gambled your last game. Gambled your last game.
Jim Nunnally. Jim has a new CD out. It's called Gloria's Waltz. I believe he's got some copies. We do have various CDs I'll be telling you about, and after the show we'll be glad to sign them for you. I think it's somewhere over there. We'll be. So, we'd like to feature our banjo picker. He just picked up a mandola, though, because he plays just about every bluegrass instrument and sings every part. He's a living California bluegrass legend. And he's worked with Dolly Parton, Ricky Skaggs, the country gentleman. It's always a pleasure to play music with Mr. Keith Little.
We don't need this lowering.
Yeah. This is a beautiful song we have also on this Muddy Road CD. It's called The Lone Pilgrim. One, two. Keith Little. Well, you know to play a good old hardcore traditional bluegrass, you have got to have a good fiddle player. And I believe we've got a great fiddle player in this band. He comes from El Cerrito, California. And he's got a CD, I believe. Do you have any of those CDs?
He left them at the hotel.
He left them at the hotel, man. But, yeah, you can go to acousticoasis.com and find any of this stuff. You can actually download it right onto your computer. You don't have to buy anything. Well, you do have to buy it, but... But it's called Chicken on a Rocket Ship. I don't know where he quite got that title, but it's taken off. Please welcome Mr. Chad Manning on the fiddle. Now, Chad's going to play the tune that's the title tune of our latest CD, Muddy Roads. It was written by Gaither Carlton, who was Doc Watson's father-in-law. And it's going to start out the old-timiest as we can get it right now, just the fiddle and the banjo. Chad Manning on the fiddle. That was Muddy Roads. Well, you know, we actually have two fiddle players here. We have a bass fiddle. And this young man now is living in the state of Tennessee. He was born and raised in California. And I've known him all his life. That's because he's my son, Sam Grisman, on the bass. Would you like to hear him sing one? good. This is another one we've got. I believe we have this on the Muddy Roads record. It's a tune that Sam learned from Doc Watson called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows.
Well, I get up in the morning and shine up my shoes. Go down to the station and lose my blues. I'm gonna get me a ticket on a southbound train. I'm going home again.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. In the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows.
The golden slippers that we hear so much about, we'll wore down here, they'd soon wear out. And when we get up to heaven, we can try on the robe and try on the golden shoe.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. In the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows.
Horn. Well, you can't pull back, boys, you gotta go on. And you better get ready for the judgment day, cause you can't take money to buy your way.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. In the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows.
Can't wear my britches.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. In the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. In the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows.
Well, it's my pleasure to introduce the leader of the band to you. For those folks who don't know him, he's originally from New Jersey. That's where he was born, and he was mentored by the late, great Ralph Rinzler. That's where he got a lot of his music knowledge. And he played with the Even Dozen Jug Band with John Sebastian and Maria Meldauer. Still plays with John Sebastian now and then. If you check out his website, davidgrisman.com, you can find out where he's playing on his tour page, and you'll see he's playing with a lot of different people, including Del McCurry and John Sebastian, this band, and his very own band. He's one of the very few people that I know of who actually have a style of music named after him. Dog music. That name was given to him by Jerry Garcia. And not only did he create his own style of music, he has his own download site, which is like iTunes. So check out acousticoasis.com, and you can download music. Much of the music you hear here tonight, actually, you can get on acousticoasis.com. Check that out. He founded Acoustic Disc Records. This guy is an amazing musician. He's been in the business for over 50 years. And he has some great recordings. He has some recordings with Doc Watson. He has a new one out with Del McCurry. And he's recorded with, he went out to California and he was out there with a band called Old and In the Way. He's one of the greatest mandolin players to ever walk the face of earth. Please make welcome Mr. David Dog Grisman.
Thank you, Jim. I'll pay you later for that.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, for a number of years, this would be the part of the show where I would say, you know, the entertainment part is over, now a little bit of bluegrass history. And since this is where that history starts for me, I will talk a little about that. They tell me just down the street there was a hotel where in 1927, folks from all around these parts came to audition and record for a man named Ralph Peer. He was a young guy who was working in Kansas City stockyards, and he kept noticing big boxes of phonograph records, 78 records, 78 RPM, that's rotations per minute. And it was mostly all like classical music back in the late teens, early 20s. People like Enrico Caruso and various violin players. He got the brilliant idea of recording some of this homemade music that was going on in Virginia and Tennessee and North Carolina. So he held these, he went to RCA Victor, the biggest record company in the world at the time, and talked them into letting him record some of this music. And so I see Jimmy Rogers right over there. He was one of the first to record in Bristol, and also the great Carter family from Macy's Springs, Virginia, which consisted of A.P. Carter and his wife Sarah and her cousin Maybell. And A.P. would go hunting for songs, and he would find songs and bring them back and teach them to Sarah and Maybell, and they'd record them. And we'd like to do one of the original Carter family songs. It's especially meaningful to do it right here. This is called Engine 143.
dream, my darling boy, be still. Your life may yet be saved, if it is God's blessed will. Oh no, said George, that will not do. I want to die so free. I want to die for the engine I love. 143. Georgie said, was nearer my God to thee. Oh no, cried George, that will not do. I want to die so free. I want to die for the engine I love. 143.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, after those first recordings were made in 1927, things started really taking off from there. And all kinds of recording artists emerged from the South. There were banjo players like Uncle Dave Macon and Doc Boggs and Clarence Ashley. And string bands like Kid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers and Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers.
And
the Stoneman family. I mean, the great thing about it was they were all entirely different. Nobody was the same as anybody else. That kind of has changed a bit. But back then, they were recording real people playing the music they had played in their homes. They learned from their mothers and fathers and grandmothers. And it was just some of the best music ever recorded in these United States. And continuing on into the 30s, and there came a little category of country music, what you call brother duets, where you'd have one brother, two brothers singing in harmony, and usually one would play a guitar and the other would play a mandolin. Of course, the most famous of these brother duets were the Monroe Brothers from Rosine, Kentucky, Bill and Charlie. And, of course, there were the Callahan brothers and the Delmore brothers and the Bolick brothers from North Carolina, known as the Blue Sky Boys. And continuing even on into the 40s, you had the Leuven brothers. And in the 50s, you know, the Stanley brothers and McReynolds brothers, the Everly brothers. And even into the 80s with the Doobie brothers. And of course, let's not forget the Marx Brothers either. But we'd like to play a Monroe Brothers tune, and we're going to start this out around 1936 when they made their first recordings. And just a mandolin and the guitar, and pretty soon we'll get up to around 1949 within a few bars. This is one on our first album, DGBX. This is called I'm Rollin' On. Thank you.
was in the Southland, just sitting in a chair, with one arm around my old guitar and the other around a deer. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Whether I'm in the country, whether I'm in the town, I've always got my old guitar, whether I'm up or down. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Sitting in the moonlight, as blue as I can be, strumming on my old guitar to get my poor hearties. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. My old guitar, as much as I love her, I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. I wish I was in the Southland, just sitting in a chair, with one arm around my old guitar and the other around a deer. I'm rolling on,
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 I'm
rolling on through life, just rolling on.
I'd like to do another tune. This is an old-time song that, we learned from Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson. He's my dear friend and mentor, Ralph Rinsler. We were both from New Jersey, and Ralph discovered Clarence Ashley, rediscovered him. Clarence had made recordings in the 1920s and then sort of disappeared for about 30 years, and Ralph realized that he was still alive and came down to Shones, Tennessee to record Clarence and some of his neighbors, among which was the great Doc Watson, who made his first recordings at that same time, about 35 miles from here. So this is a song that, one of the songs they recorded, and Jerry Garcia and I recorded this on our first album, which has just come out on vinyl, incidentally. That's a switch. This is called Walkin' Boss.
Walking boss,
Walking Boss, Walking Boss.
Well, I don't belong to you.
I belong, yes, I belong
to that steel driving crew.
Ask that boss for a job, for a job. And he said, son,
what can you do?
I can line some track, fix a crack, ball that jack.
I can peg and shovel too.
Just one day,
then go lay around the shanty too.
Then I worked another day, one more day, didn't get no pay.
I can't wait until I'm
like to hear some banjo picking here. Well, Keith Little is one of the finest. You know, I've written a lot of mandolin tunes through the years, but only one banjo tune. But I got real lucky with that. I first recorded a long time ago with a band called the New York Ramblers, New York City Ramblers. And Winnie Winston, the late great Winnie Winston, played the banjo on that. And then around 1982 or so, I had my own quintet, and I decided to make a record called Dog Jazz, Dog Grass. And I was able to get the great Earl Scruggs to record this song with me. And for those of you that like to learn these kind of tunes, I'm happy to say that I finally started putting some of this music out in books. And we've got the first two volumes, Dog Roots and Dog Grass, and there's this next tune is in the Dog Grass volume. This is called the Doggy Not Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Yeah.
Little on the five string. Here's another one from the Muddy Roads. Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind.
Trouble in
mind, it's
trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind,
trouble in
mind, it's a trouble in mind. God's gonna ease my trouble in mind. St. Peter and John, Mary and Mark, St. Peter and John, Mary and Mark, St. Peter and John, they had trouble all night long, trouble in mind,
trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind,
it's trouble in mind,
trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind. It's a trouble in mind. God's gonna ease my trouble in mind. Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind. It's trouble in mind. God's gonna ease my trouble in before I do. If you get there before I do. If you get there before I do. Tell my friends I'm a-coming too. Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind.
It's trouble in mind.
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 It's trouble in mind.
God's gonna ease my trouble in mind. Thank you. trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's a trouble in mind.
God's gonna ease my trouble in mind. God's gonna ease my trouble in mind. God's gonna ease my trouble in mind.
Well, thank you so much. Would you like to hear one of my mandolin tunes? This is the very second one I ever wrote. A long time ago, I was in junior high, I think. Or I was a junior getting high or something like that. You know? This is also in the Dawgrass book. And I'm going to send this out to my darling wife, Tracy, who's here this evening. She's a wonderful painter, and she's done some wonderful musical portraits of the Carter family and Charlie Poole. She's got some of her prints here as well. She likes this tune. It's the second tune I ever wrote. It's called Fanny Hill. I'd like to do one of those haunting old-time songs that kind of like before there was the Twilight Zone, they had songs like this. We learned this from the Stanley Brothers. It's on our first CD. I'm going to get Keith to render this for you. It's called The Dream of the Miner's Child.
is leaving his home for his work. When he heard his little child scream, he went to the side of the little girl's bed. Oh, Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy. The mouth of the mine was all crowded with sweethearts and wives. Oh, Danny, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't. Tell your dear friends, just as sure as the bright sun does shine, there's something that's going to happen today. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mine. Oh, Daddy. Don't go away, for I never could live without you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to do one more song from the Muddy Roads project. This is a beautiful song that Doc Watson's wife, Rosalie, wrote, and they recorded it together a long time ago. And of course, a few years ago, we lost Doc, and last year, Rosalie passed away, so they're together at rest. We'll send this out to their memory. It's called Your Long Journey.
God's given us years of happiness here. Now we must fall. Thank you.
Well, friends, we have really enjoyed playing for you folks here this evening, especially in this wonderful place that's so rich in music history here in this country. But of course, inevitably, this time rolls around on every Bluegrass Experience show where one more time we have to gather around the Doggy Mountain Trio here and say,
so long, everybody, it's time to get. We'll be back again on your internet. When I was young and in my prime, I'm gonna do right by my ma. I'll hang around the cabin door. No work or worry anymore. I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues. Gonna see my old dog dream. I'm gonna hunt the possum where the corn top blossom in the Blue Ridge far away. And I see two heads of snowy white. I seem to hear them both recite, where is my wandering boy tonight? I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I'll stand right here and sing. My name is back to travel, and I'm scratching gravel for the Blue Ridge far away.
I should mention that this past October was the 40th anniversary of the recordings that a band called Olden in the Way made in San Francisco. And for the first time ever, we've put out the complete, two complete shows that those the original record was made from, and two subsequent CDs. And there's 55 tunes that have never been released in the complete thing. And we have some four CD sets of that with us. So you can also get it on acousticoasis.com. And one of the tunes you'll hear on that, you might remember this. Thanks again for having us. Thank you, everybody here.
Holding in the way, that's what I heard them say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday. Gold will turn to gray and youth will fade away. They'll never care about you, call you holding in the way.
When just a boy, he left his home. He thought he'd have the world on a string. Now the years have come and gone. You don't have a place called home. Looking back to a better day, feeling old and in the way.
Old and in the way, that's what I heard him say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday. Gold will turn to gray and youth will fade away. They'll never care about you, call you old and in the way.
Once I hear tell he was happy. Well, he had his share of friends and good time. Now the friends have all gone on. Through the streets he walks alone. Like an old dog gone astray, he's just holding in the way.
Holding in the way, that's what I heard him say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday. Turn to gray and you will fade away. They'll never care about you, call you old and in the way. Said, but that was yesterday. Gold will turn to gray and youth will fade away. They'll never care about you, call you old and in the way. They'll never care about you, call you old and in the way.
Thank you, Chad Manning on the fiddle. Keith Little on the five-string banjo. Samson Eli Grisman on the bass. Jim Nunnally on the guitar.
That's David Dog Grisman on the mandolin, folks.